Chapter 3 Dodger took Oliver pickpocketing. They spotted an old gentleman. He looked rich. Dodger took his wallet and handkerchief. Oliver watched. Dodger ran off and hid in a doorway. Oliver ran too, but didn't hide. The old gentleman saw Oliver running. He noticed his wallet was missing. "Stop thief!" the old gentleman shouted. The police caught Oliver. They took him to court. The old gentleman was called Mr. Brownlow. He argued with the judge about Oliver. Mr. Brownlow didn't want them to punish Oliver. He asked to take Oliver home with him. The judge and Mr. Brownlow argued for a long time. "The boy's very ill. I'll take care of him," Mr. Brownlow said. The judge said, "Fine, take him, but he'll be nothing but trouble." Mr. Brownlow took Oliver to a big house in a nice part of London. He gave Oliver a big bed. Mr. Brownlow was right. Oliver was very ill. They put him to bed. He lay there for days. He had a fever. Mr. Brownlow's servants took care of Oliver. A doctor came to see Oliver. They were all very kind to him. Mrs. Bedwin was Mr. Brownlow's housekeeper. She liked Oliver. She cried when Oliver woke up. She was glad he was better. Oliver saw a portrait of a woman hanging on the wall. He felt like he knew the woman. Mr. Brownlow came to see Oliver. "How do you feel, boy?" he asked Oliver. "Very happy, sir," replied Oliver, "and very grateful." "Good boy," said Mr. Brownlow. "Have you eaten?" "He ate some broth, sir," replied Mrs. Bedwin. "What's your name, boy?" "Tom White," asked Mr. Brownlow. "My name's Oliver, sir," replied Oliver.
"Oliver?" said Mr. Brownlow.
"Oliver what?"
"Oliver White, eh?"
"No, sir. Twist. Oliver Twist."
"Why did you tell the police you were Tom White?"
"I never told him so, sir," said Oliver, but Mr. Brownlow wasn't listening.
"Bedwin, look here." He pointed at the portrait of the woman. He pointed at Oliver's face.
Oliver asked, "Who's the woman in the portrait?" Mr. Brownlow didn't tell him. The artful Dodger escaped when the police caught Oliver. He went to see Fagin.
"Where's Oliver? Speak out, or I'll throttle you."
"Why, the police caught him," said the Dodger.
"What's that?" the big man asked. He had a dog with him.
"Nothing, Bill Sykes."
"The police took a boy?
Someone must go to the jail and ask him what he told them."
"What about Nancy?"
"She'll go, Fagin," said Sykes.
"No, she won't, Fagin," said Nancy.
"Yes, she will, Fagin," said Sykes.
Nancy went to the jail. She asked the jailer, "Is Oliver here?"
"He's my brother," she lied.
"I haven't got him, my dear," said the policeman.
"He's with the gentleman."
Nancy told Fagin and Sykes. Fagin sent the boys to find Oliver. They were scared he would tell on them.
Oliver got stronger each day. Mr. Brownlow sent Oliver to the bookshop. He had a £5 note in his pocket to pay for books. He had books to take back to the bookshop.